It's being called a beauty breakthrough for women on the go, but is L'Oreal's new smudge-proof lipstick actually able to withstand you being hit by a bus? And later, we have the latest from a gruesome scene in Oregon. Hear how a routine fishing trip ended in tragedy for one family of trout. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. Children are meant to be seen and not heard, but lucky for you, the news is all grown up, so stay with us. For hundreds of years, makeup was no more than the rendered fat of an endangered animal smeared onto the face of an unmarried woman. But these days, beauty companies are increasingly eager to push the scientific envelope of what modern makeup can achieve. And now, the international cosmetics giant L'Oreal has introduced a smudge-proof lipstick able to withstand getting hit by a bus. Here with the details is OPR beauty correspondent Martha Saunders. Hello, Martha.
Hi, Leslie. Last week, French beauty company L'Oreal debuted its new Face Smash collection of ultra-long-lasting lipstick that is guaranteed to stay put even if the wearer is pancaked by a 20-ton bus hauling ass down the highway. But the question from consumers now, is it too good to be true? Let's take a listen to a portion of the ad in question.
Oh my God! Is she all right?
She's more than all right, she's perfect. New L'Oreal Face Smash streak-free high-impact lipstick keeps you looking your best for up to 24 hours, whether you're being dragged face down along the asphalt or hurtling through the air above an 18-wheeler. L'Oreal.
Because I'm worth it.
Wow, that's a bold claim by L'Oreal.
But so far, the few people who have survived say they're sold.
Sure, but makeup companies are always claiming their products don't smear. And sure, maybe in a sanitized laboratory setting, a woman can still look flawless after being tossed across the hood of a souped-up Ford F-150. But how does the lipstick hold up when the wearer has been splattered with engine oil or barfs up blood?
Well, you're right, Leslie. Not every woman's natural lip texture is going to be perfect for face smash. In fact, women who have drier lips may want to invest in one of L'Oreal's lip primers to add extra moisture to repel any errant chemicals that spill out of the side of the bus. I talked to one recent consumer victim about her product preferences.
This is actually the second time I've been sucked into the grill of a Mack truck doing 45 in a 25. But what's annoying is that unless I'm wearing the L'Oreal lip primer, Face Smash by itself can get really patchy. And then the EMTs think there's something wrong with my lips on top of my punctured lungs and perforated intestines and whatever. They should really package the stick and primer together. But at the end of the day, I'd rather pay a little extra for flawless looking lips as I'm intubated, especially when the cheap eyeliner and blush left an imprint on the windshield.
Well, I guess some two-in-one packaging could be more useful for the professional woman in a rush to the ER.
Agreed. As a bright note, the woman you just heard, Madeline Beret, ended up engaged to the first responder who saved her life. Madeline credits L'Oreal's shade of steam-rolled red for her flawless lips. She's hoping to get a few more face-smash colors once the settlement money hits, all of which are currently available at your local drugstore or Ulta.
Oh, God, she's so fucking lucky. I spend so much time trying to be cool, go with the flow, Leslie, that I end up stuck in relationships with men who won't ever commit. Anyway, thanks for the report, Martha. We'll be back in a 2 sec. That's 2 seconds for the old folks listening.
Hello, it's me, Jamie Lang, and I've got a new podcast, and this time there are no gimmicks. It's just great company. Because the thing is, I realize the reason I love podcasts so much is because they're a great way to connect with people.
Hello, I'm Youngblood.
Joe Brand.
I'm Paloma Faith.
Jay Blades.
Elizabeth Day.
Zara Larson. Casper
Lee. And I'm Great Company.
Great Company.
Great Company.
Great Company.
Apparently.
It's Great Company with me, Jamie Lang. Coming Wednesday, the 27th of March.
Being in radio, I feel pretty fortunate to not have to get all gussied up with a face full of makeup like a lot of my TV counterparts. That being said, it would certainly be a refreshing change of pace to be on the receiving end of getting hit by a bus for once. Maybe I'll give it a shot this weekend. Anyway, here's what else you need to know today. Employees at the popular polling website 538 are scrambling today as they're desperately trying to jolt Nate Silver awake after he traveled too far into an undecided voter's mind. Editors at the publication worry that if they aren't able to bring Nate Silver back to a responsive state in time for the election, he may be lost in the undecided voter subconscious for good. And some puzzling news from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers today, as some confused members are continuing to struggle to find out what the big blue cable that's connected to the country does. Civil designers have tracked the huge, thick cord from the eastern seaboard through the Appalachian Mountains and across the Ohio River, but are still struggling to make heads or tails of what the hell this thing actually does. They should try just unplugging it and plugging it back in, see what happens. And for those of you looking for a little added home security, Lowe's today has unveiled their new Hide-A House, disguised as a giant plastic boulder. I just hid my entire property under one of those things, and I gotta say, it works great. No one has bothered me in days, and the complete absence of direct sunlight is making it really easy for me to sleep in. I like it so much, I might even consider hiding myself in pitch-black isolation for good. And that's the topical for today. I'm Leslie Price. If you enjoyed today's episode, you can like and subscribe to the topical wherever you get your podcast. And if you'd like to learn even more about the news or the show, be sure to sign up for the topical's Patreon. We have a brand new edition of Leslie's Mail Sack out today, where I'll answer some of our listeners' least idiotic questions. And let me tell you, this week was a real doozy trying to pick out three that didn't sound like they were written by a Neanderthal, but we got it done. And you can only hear it on Patreon, so go sign up now. And next week on the topical, does size matter? We're going to sit down with a sex expert who says when it comes to foreskin, the answer is yes. Fellas, you aren't going to want to miss this episode. All that and more next week on the topical.